All right, let's call this meeting to order, please. Meeting to order. We do have a quorum, and we also have other items to consider. So, Secretary is handing out the report. The report had to do with from the IGM, IPD. Okay, let's get started, please. All right, hold on the conversation, please, so we can get started. All right, first call to order is welcome and acknowledgement. Apparently there was some difference in the way that they operated in opening this location for us as a new minister, but it was open, someone discovered.
Should we call a meeting together and then do the acknowledgments? Should we make sure we have a quorum?
Yes, we do have a quorum, but let's have the roll call. That would be a good point.
Thank you.
Roll call, Mr. Secretary?
Yeah.
Okay.
May I have a list? Yeah. Hold on. I printed one. Yeah. Here you go.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Rodrigo Arquetella?
Here.
Louis Cabalas?
Here.
John Funchal, chairperson is here. Rufino Juarez?
Eshi.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Fred Plunder?
Present.
Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Sequoia Olivia Mercer? Marjorie Murray?
It's Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, and I'm present, thank you.
Sean Smithy O'Brien?
Present.
John Parker?
Present.
Risa Poore?
Here.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Summer Reed?
Present.
Raymond Renuso? Raimondo Renuso? Rico Ross?
Here.
Bree Walker?
Here.
Donna Warren?
Here.
John Langer?
Here.
Lamont Leakey? Bob Conger or anybody to represent the DM?
No. Okay.
I have two requests for for absences. One, Rufina, she emailed me this morning saying she wasn't able to attend. She had indicated previously that she wasn't sure about today. And Sequoia Olivia Mercier, who asked for the news afterwards. I would entertain a motion regarding the news afterwards.
So moved.
Without any, all those in favor then, to indicate by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Announcement. Change of ministry and a different policy so that we didn't have somebody greeting us and telling us the room was open, but the room.
You've got to speak up. Project, Mr. Chair.
I will do the very best I can. Maybe I should cut my hands over my mouth. Does that work out better?
Yeah.
No? All right. Let's see, the announcement. Richard Vega has accepted appointment as parliamentarian. We will have further information about meetings coming up, upcoming meetings. I have copies of the disclosure form, non-disclosure statements, which are available for people. If you would like to get board members get a non-disclosure form, please see me. have it for you.
Yes. Why are we at being asked to sign this?
The only information that I have comes from Bob Conger, who said that this is something required by the DMV.
What is it? We're non-disclosing?
We're not the DMV.
Required of LSD members by the DMV. Sean.
Well, first of all, that wasn't the form that the DMV pushed through last year. And I want to remind everybody on this board that when you were elected and seated on this board, you are bound by the ethics policy, the four-page ethics policy, and the last clause of that, the last page of that, says that you are duty-bound to keep all proprietary information confidential. So you are already operating under that. I'm not saying, trying to discourage anybody from signing this, but I do want you to know this was not what the PMB approved. Thank you.
Well,
I was going to ask, I think Sean answered my question. If this is in fact, of any of our PMB members, the agreement that they have approved, and if there's any pressure from the PMB for this local station and other local station board to sign this at this time.
Point of order, we seem to be making a discussion on an issue. This is just time for announcement.
I'd like to look at the form first because I, at this point, am suspect of anything coming from management directing the board to do anything. So if it is the PMB ethics form, I'd be happy to sign it, but I want to look at it before people go signing non-disclosure forms produced by management.
Okay, we can pass
thank
that
you.
Out.
Yeah. Mr. Dolly, question.
No, not with me.
No, thank
on
you.
On all counts. No.
Thank you.
John Winger?
Now, I urge everybody not to sign this. We should be signing things that are pushed, that are given to us by the PNB. We work for the PNB. Management works for us. When management, our employees ask us, their bosses, to sign things, we should just say no thank you and even hell no.
Here, here.
This is totally not what
Summer
the PNB
Summer, passing this out to the
sign it your own LSD risk,
members
I'm
for your consideration. All right, point of order that I myself will indicate we didn't go through the approval of minutes, so please, if you would, I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes that Doug Barnett passed out.
I'm surprised we have public here. There is no public comment on your agenda.
Item number nine.
I asked if we could go ahead.
Item number nine. IX. Now we're talking about the minutes, approval of the minutes.
I know, but you know, there is a lot of subjects. Let me finish.
Excuse me, but we are talking about approval of the minutes. So when you get to the agenda in a minute, we didn't actually get to the approval of the agenda. Doug.
I move that we have three official minutes to sit in silence and read this, and then we pass the vote.
All right, without objection, we'll take 3 minutes.
I don't have a copy of the minutes.
Doug, do you have copies of the minutes?
Yes.
I just want to say one thing about this. We can come back to this non-disclosure agreement, but this has nothing to do with the PNB passing. This is a proprietary information agreement, basically directed at the finance committee because we keep asking for information that management doesn't want to supply. This has nothing to do with PNB policy and confidentiality, which is to protect not proprietary information, but confidentiality of employees and litigation. Proprietary information is assumed that this is an entirely different type of corporate agreement designed by Bob Conger to prevent this body from doing its work. So I would suggest no one sign this without further consideration.
We're trying to reduce
it. Thanks. Or maybe just going with one PNB produced already for all LSBs.
May
you
we
know.
Go forward with that
thank
2 minutes
you.
Requested to have us read it over the minutes.
Starting the time. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, that was from the July 24th meeting, the last meeting we had.
What about the month of August? No minute.
Didn't reach quorum.
We reached quorum. The chair just didn't agree with two out of three.
Shall we reserve our time so that we can read the minutes?
I reviewed
the writing, and my notes very diligently for an hour on that. I prefer that the chair rule on that question, because we're talking about a motion that did or didn't pass.
I don't think the wording got done. The wording was to be revised and didn't get done.
Yeah, everybody needs to really speak up. It's really hard to hear everybody.
I would agree with John Winger to the best of my recollection, although there was extensive discussion, we did not pass the second motion. That's my recollection.
Yeah. It was favorable. When the words are done, it looks like it'll pass, but the words were never revised.
Yeah, few people were, the reason it did not pass, few people were walking. They were not present.
It's at the bottom of page. It's the bottom of page one or page two?
Two. Page two.
Yes. The whole work doesn't have a... It's at the bottom of page one. Motion by Donald Warren, the applicant request for Jennifer Kreitzer. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Side two.
Is that side two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Whether or not such a letter was sent to programmers, or
whether it was passed.
It says passed. I mean, it would be nice if a number of people voted yes and booked it on, but it does say passed.
Well,
I don't think that was passed.
That was the point in question, and...
Perhaps for future votes, we should do as we do on the PNB and actually list the yeses and nos and the abstentions, and not just the ones that don't conform to the passage.
Point well taken.
Thank you.
My recollection is that I recall, as John said, accurately, that it did not pass the second motion.
If we still have the audio of it, I mean, if somebody wants to spend the time to go check, that's available.
It's right at the end of the meeting, so.
Right.
Check with the audio.
Dutch?
No, I'm going to let Donna go. That was her motion.
Yeah, it was my motion. My recollection is that it didn't pass. It was at the end of the meeting. Everybody was shuffling.
However,
we could bring it up again.
There you go.
Time up on our question.
Okay, we have our one more point from our sister.
Unless they have a roll call vote, I generally don't put the roll call in the vote.
Well, just the number. I don't mean the roll, just, you know, 9 yes, 3 no.
I always write that.
Not up here.
So, unless it passes by loud noise.
We have so much loud noise around here.
I propose that we've had our 5 minute discussion after a 3 minute reading. I propose that we pass the minutes and move on. We take the vote.
I move that we table the minutes pending determination of whether that last motion was passed or not.
Wait. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
The move and second is that we table the approval of the minutes to that last issue.
Was there a motion before that motion? No,
there was. Just one second. It's a move that we table this approval of the minutes until that issue is resolved by listening to the audio tape. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I asked for motion before her motion.
He did indeed.
Did you hear what Donna said about the motion? Did everybody hear what Donna said about the motion?
No.
She said it failed, but we could change it and redo it.
Who got me?
Today.
Or we're talking about, is that reflected in the minutes? That's
we're talking about the minutes. I don't want to bring up more new home business.
Well,
okay, so my understanding is that we would move, we would take this motion to table. If it's defeated, we'll go back to the original motion for approval.
What about motion? Is there some way to approve these minutes that encompasses the fact that there's a discrepancy over the last item and that we're going to take it back up today so we don't have to come back and revisit these minutes? Is there some way to approve this and simply say that there's some dissension as to the outcome of the last motion and that it's going to be readdressed? In some way, that doesn't require us to keep coming back to minutia.
Right. I have a question through the parliamentarian. I made a motion to end the discussion and call for a vote on the minutes and looked for a second. The chair then entertained a second motion instead of my motion to table it for another time. Through the parliamentarian, do we address my motion first, or
yes,
do we move on to the second
your
motion?
Your motion should have been addressed first.
Thank you.
Was your
will
motion
the chair
seconded?
Please address my motion?
Yes. Was
sorry,
the motion
I
seconded?
It wasn't seconded.
Excuse me. I anticipated that the motion would have been a second. So my error. Let's go back to Dutch's original motion.
I will second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Then we'll move to a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All
aye.
Those in favor of what?
Passing the minutes.
Passing the minutes as corrected, saying that, reflecting what Donna said, that the motion did not pass.
Not the motion I heard. I heard pass the minutes.
Dutch, will you
my motion
restated? Hey, can you write it for us, please?
I am calling for a vote.
Just said it, Dutch.
To approve the amended minutes. The amendment meaning that Donna Warren's motion did not pass in the last meeting. I'm calling for the vote.
And just point of clarification, that includes the clarification that my friend Ms. Murray made. Okay.
Yes, and also the grammatical issues that John raised.
A motion to approve the amended minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passes and the amended minutes are approved. Now let's go to the another item that we need to look at, which is the approval of the agenda.
Did we finish our announcements?
Okay, we can go back to announcements. Gotcha, announcements.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a chance for us to speak in announcements. I think we kind of rushed through that and got to the minute, so I'm asking that we have our chance for announcements, and I'll start with myself. I wanted to thank each and every one of you for being here today. This is the most people I've seen in this room in several meetings. It's important that we get here when we can so we can have a group to get things done, and we'll be able to do that today. So I'm proud to see you all here. I'm very proud to see you all here, despite the fact that this room is locked. Thank you.
Okay, Ali?
Well, I was going to make a comment on the agenda.
Agenda, okay.
After you're done with announcements.
Any other announcements? We're looking for announcements now.
I'd like to give credit to Ms. Summer Reed for her leadership work on FIMAN and drawing attention to the foundation's financial crisis. It has been gone as if it was business as usual, and that is not what a foundation should be doing, and it's not what a board should be allowing to happen, and I just want to give credit to draw attention to that.
Okay, I would
thank
say
you.
That although that may be a worthwhile comment, it's a comment rather than an announcement. So we have an event or something that we want to let people know about.
Announcements should be announcements and acknowledgments. And that's what Rico was doing.
Acknowledgments.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Margie?
Well, I'd like to announce that I had a great time being at the last fun drive-on dinner. We have a new one coming up, and I plan on cooking one night. I'd like to get other members of the board to designate a night. If you'd like to help me, this is open to all factions of the board. I don't want it just to be straight from KPFK or grassroots. I'd like all of us to please join together in doing that. And perhaps doing a fundraiser outside of the fund drive on air so we can have fun on air fund drive. Thank you. That's my note.
Yes,
so I'll put on the LFC, what do we call that? The app, website, listener, whatever it is, the night. And I'll talk to Jennifer and I'll be tell our board members. We'll come in and take care of the food and the deal.
The election ends, votes have to be in KPFK midnight the 30th. Now's the time to encourage everybody you know who's a subscriber or a member who can vote to send in their votes so that we meet quorum and we don't have to spend the election. We've got like 4 days left, 5 days left. Do what you can to promote the election and get some votes in.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering if all the board members who haven't gotten ballots have gotten their ballots yet. Yay.
No ballots.
No ballots? No, yeah, ballot. I haven't gone to check my other mailbox, but I think no ballots. No ballots.
Raise your hands, everyone.
No ballots, right?
Ballot?
Yeah, like there are lots of us here on the board.
Anyone in the room
ballot.
That did not receive a ballot?
I can report on that, what happened.
Please?
It was sent from San Francisco or Berkeley, and they were lost. They were not. A tracking member shows up, doesn't show up at all. So they're just not. So Les is doing something.
So maybe all of us who actually don't have ballots but otherwise entitled to vote maybe should go online. Like our 15th complaint this month that we don't have ballots since we won't be able to vote on time. But that's just me.
Okay. Yes,
sir. Is Les going to be here today?
No. He said that he would. He said he would be here if his obligations at the station, in connection with the election, did not prevent him from being here. So I don't see him. I think that he will not be here.
He said you could call him right now if you have any questions. He told me to pass the word on.
And folks, just as an element of procedure, I'm redoubling my fiduciary duties. I got an agenda this morning at 11:23 in my email. I post to follow these times, and I think that if we use these as maximum times, we'll get the meeting done. If we can move things along, if we finish a five-minute section in 3.5 minutes, we'll actually get more done. So I'll keep the timer. We'll be respectful. Everyone raise their hand. We'll get spoken to, and hopefully we'll move this right through.
Okay, that should conclude the announcements, unless there's anybody else that has an announcement. All right.
3.5 minutes. Save the time.
So we'll go to the very next one, and appreciate Dutch keeping track of the time. That really will help us. Okay. Les Radke will not be here, so we're going to dispense with...
Are we discussing the agenda?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let's go on to the agenda. All right.
Two items. First of all, approval of agenda. In the agenda is before announcements.
Okay.
Secondly, if you look at the Roman numerals, there's actually 12 items numbered. After item 8, it goes back to number 3. So I want to get clarification if it stays in contiguous order, or if number 9, public comment, should actually be before unfinished business.
I think there was a numbering error, so I would say that the IX, and then the X, and then XI, and then XII.
So it stays in this order.
Stays in this
just
order.
Renumber it.
Just renumber it. Sorry, it's for real. Okay, next was Leslie, then Rico, then Sean.
Yes, a few things here. I would like to move to item 5, listener comments, and do at least 15 minutes of listener comments there. I would like to propose that we have half an hour of our budget discussion in open session and reduce the closed session by half an hour so that we can keep the closed session items in closed session and while we have listeners here, discuss the rest of the budget. And I would like to move the ICE rate motion up per the minutes of last time that we just approved to item number 7 so that they are discussed at this meeting.
Those appear to be motions.
I'll second that.
So let's go to each individual motion.
Wait, I propose let's have discussion first because I have suggestions for changing the thing too, and it would be useful for Leslie and I to at least have a chance to dialogue and hear each other's ideas before we independently decide on the merit of this, and then my motion to come by and step on hers, et cetera, et cetera. There's no need for him to step on. All we need to do is talk, because I support the principles behind her motions, but I have alternatives that she might defer even more.
So let's just
proceed. You prefer mine to yours.
We can't run it.
As I would take it, Leslie made something that appears to be a motion, and so if that motion includes discussion, if it's seconded, then there's discussion about putting that forward, and other items might be considered.
I'd like to make a motion to divide the questions because I know Leslie laid out 3 different things,
right.
And I'd just like to go over them individually. So yes. Can we divide the questions?
Yes.
Can I have a second for that?
Yes.
Second.
Okay.
I suggest the time fascinating idea.
Go ahead.
I would propose that we hear John Wenger's proposals as well, anyone else's proposals, and at the very end we'll divide them because some of them may be redundant.
Kind of. We can, with the board's approval, we'll just go ahead and have an open discussion.
I withdraw my motion to allow until after the discussion.
Okay. So let's have just an open discussion on the agenda through the chair.
The governance committee met on Monday night, and we not only wanted to have the public comment after a discussion of the budget, we wanted to have a very long public discussion about the budget. We suggested 45 minutes to tell the public what's going on with the finance, what the possible remedies are, and then we want everybody to have plenty of time to weigh in. So we proposed 45 minutes of discussion about the financial issues and the budget, and then followed by as much your 30 minutes of public comment, and then we'll go into executive session for an hour because we're then going to talk about the budgetary remedies and the implications it'll have for staff cuts. So we wanted to get all that input out there, and so that's why we had 45 minutes to discuss finances and budget and those sorts of issues. So it's like her motion, except it's on steroids.
Where is the disconnect between the agenda produced by governance and this agenda, which appears to be a carryover from last one? How come they weren't somehow
merging?
It is?
Because we're going to have committee reports. I left open because there were a lot of other committee reports. Getting to our 2 minutes, two minutes would be nice. 2 hours with an hour discussion, and the items carry over from previous agendas, and the public comments can be interspersed at any point. Yes, John?
Yeah, and this raises the second point, is that while the output of the governance committee agenda is input to the chair, the chair, in my view, has been taking too much latitude in revising the agenda, and I feel as a member of the governance committee that my time is being wasted on governance because our reasons, agendas, are being significantly transformed so they don't barely resemble our output, and I think we need to have a rule or something that limits this. If we're going to be a democracy and the governance committee is really going to represent all these points of view, then the governance committee agenda should come in and possibly be revised here. But for the chair to just unilaterally override it as a dictator, arbiter, is inappropriate.
5 minutes has passed. Move to extend 5 more minutes.
Second.
All right. All those in favor? No opposition? Okay.
Is that a motion, by the way, John?
Yeah. I'd like to... concur with John about governance. I would also like to encourage the chair and members to show up at the governance meeting. So
yeah,
we can deal with this at the governance meeting. And we don't arrive here at the meeting and spend all this time changing the agenda again. The reason why I'm saying this to the chair is that we have been presenting there's a crisis right now, and we presented an agenda to address that crisis in public as well as in private, which I thought is that important. And it's not reflected on this particular agenda. And that kind of makes us look like we didn't present it with the urgency that's there, which we did. So I would like to say that I think it is necessary that we move at least 15 minutes of our public comments up, because there are some members that have to leave, the public members, some of our Spanish radio producers have to leave, and they would like to speak. And I would just encourage us to try to be as swift as we can about this so we can move on with the agenda.
Enrico, just as a point of clarification, I anticipated that this motion would come up and that the motion would be made to have the finance committee, where it's a committee report, say 45 minutes, that we take care of it, and then public comments could be at any time that members of the board considered appropriate.
What did you anticipate? We wrote it down. You anticipated changing it and then us arguing it back? What's up with that? What does that mean, John?
Only that committee reports could be subsumed completely by because there were other items that were carryovers from the last agenda. Rodrigo?
Yes,
Yeah, in regards of Leslie's gradual motion to move the public comments, I'd like to make an amendment that be at least 20 minutes and will be in place after KPFK management report. There are many members of the program that are here and they want to express their opinions and they want to be listened by this LSB. And this LSB, as I think, you know, some of us are representatives of those people who have been working really hard and were hit by the changes. And by after reading, you know, this stuff, you know, this given to us, so I think a lot of people is going to have a lot of things to say. So therefore, I would move, you know, that after KPFK management report, 20 minutes be allocated for the members of the programming, the members of the listeners that want to express their opinion. Quiero mover que se suba la cuestión de, la, de los comentarios públicos por lo menos 20 minutos después de que sea el reporte de la de management, para, porque aquí hay mucha gente que ha sido de las personas que han sido afectadas por los cambios y quieren ser escuchados por esta mesa directiva.
Okay, I have a dozen extra copies. Has every member of the LSB gotten a copy of this report?
No.
If not, we can pass them out.
The first line says report from the KPFK interim program director.
Should
the report be read aloud? Can we pass some of these copies to the public?
Yes.
Yes, that's why I said I have extra copies. No, read them. I made a dozen extra copies for the public. Yes, come on.
Thank you. What I have to say about this agenda, we're going to talk about Shake That Jake, because we spent half an hour arguing over what we're not doing. Finance is like in critical condition on life support network-wide. That's why governance gave it such high priority. We're also at the end of the fiscal year. It ends in 5 days, and we've only got one budget approved from the National Finance Committee for the entire network. We have 4 stations unapproved, including our own, with major budgetary issues. In the past, we have dedicated an entire LSB meeting solely to budget discussion. Now, if it isn't this meeting, it'll be next one. We're all going to end up approving our budgets after the start of the fiscal year. We're just like the state of California. But, you know, we're going to have a meeting that's pretty much dedicated to the budget, whether it's this one or the next one, because that's just how it goes. Even when there are no budgetary issues and we're not fighting with management over priorities, it usually takes an entire meeting to go over the budget. So that's, you know, they're doing it now because it's kind of exigent right now, and that's why people wanted to discuss it today. But regardless of whether it gets done today or at another time, it's going to take a whole meeting to probably approve the budget. So that's what it did the last 2 years.
I would entertain a motion to allow the full remainder of the time to be devoted to finance and public comments.
So moved. Second.
Okay, all those in favor of
enjoying
the remainder of the meeting to...
Remainder from what point? From now?
From now.
Oh, so you're going to do away with...
What about the Spanish language programmers? I mean, I want to give due courtesy to the fact that there are things going on with programming, but you know what I mean? Like, a big bulk of it needs to go to finance, okay?
5 minutes.
Point of information.
to allow the majority of the time remaining to be devoted to finance issues.
And I was misunderstood. I didn't know you meant the entire meeting. I thought you were talking about that 45 minutes. I would like to withdraw my second.
Okay, is that all right with the seconder of the motion to withdraw?
Yeah. All right. You know that most of the public is here to discuss programming. Yeah. So you're going to ignore that.
Absolutely not.
May I make a suggestion? Okay, and just to try and get on with actually conducting business. We don't have an election supervisor. We never have management. The LSB secretary thing is something I could totally wait till next month. Why don't we just kind of split this time up between dealing with the programming issues, which everyone is concerned about in the audience, and dealing with the finance issues, which at least some of the people on the board are concerned about. And like, those are the two pressing germane issues right now. Everything else is stuff that's lying
around.
Again,
I would entertain a motion.
Is that a motion
that you're making?
And with public comment broken into two portions, with most of it coming right after we deal with Spanish language programming, because that's what people are going to want to talk. So
you're talking about finance, Spanish language programming?
No, finance comes after Spanish language programming. We got lots of people here who are not going to stick around for finance, you know?
Okay.
So Spanish language programming or programming changes.
Whatever they want to talk about.
Whatever they want to talk about.
15 minutes right now for public comments. Go to finance. And then 15 minutes public comment.
No, I'm saying, like, however you want to divvy up the time, deal with the programming issues, public comments, and then go to finance, and all the other stuff we can deal with at next month's meeting. That handles the priority.
Do we have a second? That motion is hard to follow, but
I would like to slightly amend it to say before the discussion with the programmers that the IPD's statement be read aloud so that we can use that as a basis for our discussion. Second?
Is that acceptable to you, Summer? Summer, is that modification acceptable to you?
Can there be a time certain for getting to finance so that we actually do get to it? I mean, like, if we give half an hour to programming and a half an hour public comment, that puts us...
Yeah. Point of order. If we pass through a motion with my amendment, we go immediately to that.
Right,
cut
let's
out
do it.
To the agenda.
Yeah, that's
let's
it.
Could I propose an amendment, further amendment
want,
to member Reese's initial motion?
That'll bring us around to 20 past 3, which will put us 20 minutes into executive session, so we've automatically shortened it by 20 minutes, okay? But as long as we nail it at 20 minutes after 3, we're in executive session and nobody likes tries to make it not happen, so we can keep talking. I think that accommodates it. We can move on. So, yes.
I agree. No, okay.
Let's do it.
Right.
Thank you.
Shall we move to a vote then? Yeah.
Any objections?
No objections.
I just wanted to request, so we're getting rid of the local supervisor.
Item number three.
We haven't been able to get rid of anybody yet.
Slip. My apologies. I haven't got my ballot yet. Eliminating item three, eliminating item four, eliminating item five, postponing the next meeting, and then we're moving on to the items you discussed. Right?
Six.
Correct.
We could do eliminate.
Okay. And I would respectfully request just 1 minute for a statement of my own on the outreach. Wherever you want to leave it in there.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on Summer's now amended motion, which has been seconded?
Yeah, well, basically, I think Sean says that you're going to read aloud.
Then shall we move to a vote?
Without objections,
we'll move to a vote.
If there's no objection,
you don't need a vote.
I'm just saying, without an objection,
yeah.
We'll...
Right. Yeah,
we'll
be
that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I volunteered
to read
this. Okay. And Aaron is going to read the
report from the KPFK Interim Program Director to the LSD, September 25th, 2010. Following the student's knowledge of the two emails we sent out announcing the programming changes,
believe Bob included these in the IGM report. I want to be clear with the LSC about a few things following from the program changes. These concern, one, some confusion about the changes. Two, the status of current shows on KPFK. Three, my general assessment of programming at the station. And finally, four, what I feel is some very ugly and intimidating behavior I've had directed at myself and the KPFK management team by some programmers. Number one, the primary area of confusion concerns the Spanish language programming changes. A series of proposals was submitted by a group of Spanish language programmers to KPFK management over the past few months. We, in management, reviewed the proposals and negotiated with these programmers as we developed a proposed new schedule for Spanish language programming. We were prepared to implement a new schedule that was largely drawn from these negotiations when a separate group of Spanish language programmers stepped forward and not only expressed their dissatisfaction with the proposal, but noted that they had been, in effect, excluded from the negotiations. Furthermore, there were shows they knew had been submitted for consideration as pilots that were never given a hearing. This exclusion is partly my fault, as I was not vigilant enough in making sure that all interested parties were equitably involved in the ongoing process. At any rate, we, in management, felt the only fair solution was to continue with the planned expansion of Spanish language programming, but only introduce one new show at this time, a show hosted by Gregorio Luque that we all felt was exceptionally strong, in order to give prospective new shows that were unfairly not given a chance an opportunity to be on air before we decided which new Spanish language shows to incorporate onto the new programming grid. Therefore, I feel I owe an apology to those prospective new Spanish language programmers who thought they were about to get new shows, but now have to wait a while longer to see whether they will be on KPFK. These include Nuestra Solad, pardon my pronunciation, Radio Sonica, Fuerza del Pueblo, and Estado de Emergencia. Moving forward, we plan to establish a panel of 5 to 9 people who will review all existing and proposed Spanish language programs, as outlined in one of my recent emails. Two. As always, all KPFK shows are on temporarily. No show that is currently on KPFK owns their airtime. That having been said, I've eliminated very few shows during my tenure, even as I've made 2 rounds of significant programming changes. My rationale for not removing shows permanently is twofold. On the one hand, I'm guessing that we will soon have a non-interim general manager at KPFK, and I think it's in the best interest of the station and the KPFK community to be inclusive and have the large body of shows that have been on in recent years available for the new GM to review, even as I try to move aggressively to make the programming more attractive for listeners. On the other hand, I've not had a means to adequately review all programs. However, with the LPAC coming into shape, that's the Listener Programmer Action Committee, I guess. Advisory Committee. This will no longer be the case, as I'm already getting new applicants to the LPAC to review shows. The results so far are impressive, and these reviews will be made available to programmers soon. In the absence of such reviews, it was difficult to rationalize removing shows. This barrier to removing shows will soon fall. An adequate review process is being born. If I'm still the interim PD in 4 months' time, still working under an interim GM, a few more programming changes will inevitably occur. And since I'm reluctant to, quote, remove shows permanently, I'll either put shows on hiatus or, if the program is willing, move them to the web. That way, the programming can continue to incorporate new voices and longstanding shows will still be part of KPFK and, as such, receiving assessments from the incoming GM. Three. And we're nearing the end. My general assessment of KPFK programming remains that there is substantial room for improvement. I also feel that the program director has to organize KPFK programming in a way that best serves the people of Southern California. And that means delivering programming that is no less radical, but, simply put, is more compelling than what we are delivering right now. 112,000 watts drawing in only 170,000 listeners a week in Metro Los Angeles is not acceptable, even if that's well above where we were 1 year ago. I truly believe that a humanist left perspective, and a radical one, such as outlined by most of Pacifica's programming, should be attracted to the large body of people here in Southern California. We should be instantaneously recognizable as the only media outlet that's truly for the people, and as such, indispensable to people's lives. In my opinion, by far, the programming, and in particular, the greatest deficit in the station is the lack of local programming, and in particular, local news. We need to be building KPFK into a station that not only critiques society and gives voices to the voiceless here in SoCal, but also puts forward positive strategies that help transform Southern California into a region where social justice is the order of the day. Four. Finally, I've received some extremely vitriolic emails over the past 2 weeks. I'm not a shrinking violet. I can certainly absorb this kind of abuse. But at a certain point, the idea that people who consistently practice such aggressive expression have a place at our network called Pacifica is a cruel joke, one not lost on our detractors. Sadly, progressive discipline does seem necessary at this point. Very reluctantly, I will begin down that road. On a more positive tip, this experience does suggest that some kind of recommitment to conflict resolution and nonviolent communication is in order. Don't be surprised if you hear about my suggesting on-air segments about some of the great and radical groups that preach and practice this here in South Carolina.
Okay,
whatever he talks about the Spanish thing. The rest, you know, he talks about how good he is to wear the flag. Is that what he says?
So we're going to have a moment. Rodrigo's going to interpret some things in Spanish.
Reporte del director interino de KPFK, lo siguiente es hace reconocimiento de los correos electrónicos que se mandaron en relación a la programación nueva que está poniendo. Quiere ser muy claro con el LSD acerca de algunas cosas en relación a estos cambios. Una de las cosas es la confusión que existe, el estatus que tiene actualmente los programas de KPFK y la forma en que él vio las cosas para hacer estos cambios en la estación. Finalmente siente que haya... ha habido una forma intimidatoria en contra de él, en contra de Alan Minsky, que se le ha estado dirigiendo. Y si la primer parte de confusión tiene que ver con los datos de la programación en español, que se le dieron una serie de propuestas hacia el management con el cual se estuvo trabajando, se negociaron, se revisaron con los programadores en español, entonces se desarrolló un nuevo esquema de programación. Cuando se iban a implementar, entonces un grupo separado de programadores en español salió adelante, o sea, salió y les dijo qué es lo que pasaba, expresaron su insatisfacción, su forma de que estaban insatisfechos,
desacuerdo,
exactamente, gracias, con la propuesta que se había hecho, y se dieron cuenta que ciertamente había sido excluido de las negociaciones este grupo de programadores, ¿no? Por lo tanto, además los shows que ellos saben que también metieron, que habían metido anteriormente para consideración como pilotos, nunca se les dio una oportunidad para ser escuchados. La exclusión es parcialmente su culpa, o sea, mi culpa, menciona, como no estaba muy vigilante de todo esto, para estar seguro que todas las personas que estaban interesadas tuvieran tiempo equitativo para meterse en el proceso. Decimos que la única solución justa en ese momento con la planificación de la expansión de programación era que solamente se introdujera un show nuevo que es muy excepcionalmente fuerte por Gregorio Luque, para darle la perspectiva a los nuevos shows desde que también había... que se había dado para tener la perspectiva de que los nuevos programas que habían sido de una forma no incluidos tuvieran chance en el aire antes de que se decidiera los nuevos programas en español que se van a incorporar a esta barra nueva. Por eso se disculpa a los programas de, ya mencionó, Sónica y Fuerza del Pueblo, ¿verdad? Y bueno, dice que va a seguir adelante con la cuestión de seguir trabajando para poder sacar los nuevos programas. Esto es todo lo más importante como él lo ve, ¿no? Y la última parte nada más dice que ha estado sintiendo temor porque ha habido correos electrónicos que se siente amenazado de alguna forma y que eso no debe estar en Pacífica. Y bueno, eso es prácticamente lo más importante de los gracias.
Muchísimas gracias, Rodrigo, para hablar nuestra palabra.
Point of view, Rodrigo, and just to note, we all love our cell phones. No, other people love their cell phones. Okay. Your cell phones, so please put them in vibrate.
Some of us want to keep our brains, and don't even
okay. All right, so let's proceed to other comments.
I would like to suggest that this report be put on our website in both English and French.
Second.
Yes.
Rodrigo and with Jose Benavides about Spanish language programming, and I was asked specifically by Jose to bring this to the board that there is dissent within the Spanish language programmers as to what goes on in Spanish language programming, and that the selection process functions very differently than for English language programming. Basically, they're allowed to have a separate programming group where the programming is pre-screened before it goes to management by a block of Spanish language programmers in a way that they would never allow the English-speaking OSB for us to sit here and pre-screen English language programming before management made a decision on it. It's one entirely different. And he basically said this was, you know, and I'm not representing, you know, I mean, I don't speak enough Spanish to know what the differences are, but he said there are very distinct differences in terms of political orientation and the same philosophical differences that people have in English speaking, but that he wanted me to represent that there's not like a uniformity among Spanish language programmers and that this structure is very different from how the rest of the board is.
Yes, I would like to clarify two things. One, in regard to what Sandra said,
you can elaborate.
And then another one that is really important, Alan Minsky said that he expanded 2 hours of the Spanish programming. He didn't spend one minute. On Saturdays, before he came in on board, there were 2 hours of Spanish programming at night, at 12. It was called Mass FM, and it was in Spanish. It was replaced for an English language program. After that, he took away 1/2 hour from Informativo Pacifica. It was from Monday through Friday at the morning time. Right? So there is no way, when he said he expanded 2 hours, not expanded nothing. On the other thing, there was a process basically, how do you put it? Okay. Just to make it very clear. What happened is that after the forum and after that we formed the association of Spanish Luthiers, he accepted sitting with most of the programmers that would be the venue to which, you know, the new programs would be coming. The group of these Spanish speaking programmers that came after, you know, came as the ODS, not the, because they were students, it's because they never wanted to be part of the process. Some of the people right here are going to be talking about it. There is no document. You know, the Association of Spanish Producers has all the documents, 1 year of the process, the pilot and training. So we got to listen and then we'll see. We'll find, yeah, okay.
All right. Public comments. So we have 15 minutes allotted for public comments.
I want to make a very brief comment, not only about the Spanish language program.
Please give the public your attention. Belt it out, speakers. Belt it out.
I want to address the process issue, and I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of unpaid programmers, specifically Dida Kamasi, whose program was moved to Saturday because it is a better spot, and then cut by 1.5 hour. No consultation, no advanced discussion. The total disrespect shown to all the unpaid programmers who have had their programs changed in one way or another is absolutely a violation of the bylaws, it's a violation of the mission, and it's a violation of the ethics of those of us here in Los Angeles, and particularly the kind of treatment that unpaid programmers should be receiving. And this is for all of the programming changes. I won't even address the content and some of the idiotic ideas, because that's a different discussion. I'm talking about the lack of process.
And just to make it clear, we'll have 1 minute each for public comment.
Okay, first of all, I want you to know that 1 minute is not enough. My name is Peggy Lee Kennedy, and I'm third-generation Venice resident. There's no real representation going on KPFK programming right now. And you know, these people, you are their bosses.
We keep trying to tell them.
You are their bosses, and we need your help. Never before have we needed your help this much, never. I attended Thursday night a meeting of such hate. It was like Nazism. It was so horrible. I have never seen anything like it in my life against homeless people and poor people in Venice.
Yeah.
It was so insane. I've never seen anything like it, and we need your help. We have two events that we're planning on coming up with within the next couple of weeks. One is going to be on 10-10. I called the station, and I tried. I don't know what else to do, and I'm here begging you for your help. Please. I need your help. Could you please talk to them? The president of the Venice Neighborhood Council, who's in favor of Neighborhood Watch, is not the person who should be speaking for us.
Yes.
And we need your help, please. You. If you could give me your name or your contact, I need your help.
Please stay after, and I'm sure some of our members are going to talk about it.
Thank you, Debbie.
Hi, I'm Bella DeSoto. I have been homeless for quite a while. I'm in transitional housing right now, and even I, so savvy about geopolitics, have no idea what being homeless is all about. This is an area that we really need to be covering on our airways. Has anybody seen this LA Weekly recent article paid for with the so-called Concern Committee to Strengthen KPFK? We know who these programmers are. Singularly, Ian Masters, who continues to violate the mission of Pacifica, continues to elicit no participation at the local station board election, and nobody raises an eyebrow. $1,700 to demean, defame, undermine the progressive revolutionary place that continues to fight to really bring the change we need at our local station, KPFK, and that is grassrootskpfk.net. And this is the okay. Last night, the outreach committee had showed a movie that was very, very
important. In order for us to get all 15 people in, everyone gets
okay, what is happening is an atrocity of these programming changes. This cannot continue.
Thank you.
Alan Minsky must be removed.
That's all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Omar Grudet. I'm a volunteer of KPFK, and I have a deep concern about, you know, yeah, we do support and help the social justice communities of Los Angeles. Should that be, to me, I think that we ought to promote this model or principle of our station. And second of all, this is Los Angeles. You know, I mean, it's like we're in the crisis that is somewhat beyond our imagination. And yes, we're like wasting time with these programs that have nothing to do with the ongoing struggles of working people. Let's say like housing, jobs, and education. Education should be like the main focus in this program. I mean, program changes, lack of a better name for it. All right, so I wanted just to give my concern as a volunteer and focus of these three criteria: housing, jobs, and education. We got to do better than this. We're not seeing it. Right, thank you.
My name is Ruben Tapia. I'm being a volunteer KPFK programmer.
Can you speak louder?
My name is Ruben Tapia, and I'm being volunteer programmer for more than 23 years, and I'm not one single show program. I'm a collective. More than 300 people have been passes to the process of introducing Enfoque Latino. 1 minute is not going to be enough to really, you know, hear what happened at KPFK. We know that we are in a deep crisis and we need a stronger KPFK. We are not making more people to listen to us, but we are less people attracting to support us. So we are very worried about that. We need to increase the listeners and then the money which is going to be supporting the whole operation. But what I want to tell you right now is that this process, the Alan Minsky put in this report, we started the process more than one and a half years ago. We went to the community and we developed 5 community forums to see what kind of KPFK they wanted. You need to understand that KPFK now is directed, it covers more than 40% of Latino community, and you need to check the station and to this community be in our airways. So what we need is an open and inclusive process and respectable process, because we were moved from Saturday to Thursday night without really, they tell us they're going to communicate with us about the changes, and they never did. We just, one of the programs, they just went, skip the paper before the program went on the air, that we are not going to be on that spot no more. So they need to respect the programmers, because we do the job so they can get paid. So we need an open and inclusive process where the community and the listeners are being part of the process, what kind of KPFK we need. Not just a bureaucratic process, but inclusive process is what we are demanding.
We move out of the community! We move out of the community!
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar Ulloa. I was a casual listener of the radio station. But I started listening, and especially about the convocatory for new spaces, new spots, and into the radio. Personally, I can switch between Spanish and English. I hope really quick. And I was kind of involved in a little bit into my community. And I find out that, you know, this convocatory could talk to me as a part of somebody who can try to reach and afford a little bit to the Spanish or whatever of the whole listenership around. We created a program on my program or a program Aleco Violet Radio Sonica, and well, we worked pretty much, just to let you know, we worked probably about half a year and a half preparing and trying to get something interesting, especially for youth, a program for youth listeners. And well, pretty much I just find out that most of the stuff that we did, it was just a waste of time. Just the thing that pretty much I think broke my hopes and everything if one when the football the soccer match was developing, having just a couple of guys.
One of my complaints is that people are being moved around, programmers, especially the Spanish programmers, are being moved around like they're on a chessboard or something. That's not how you treat human beings. Then you have Lila Garrett, connect the dots. I hear she has another problem dealing with celebrities. No, we get celebrities on the program. They can come on any program. We don't need a special program that deals with celebrities. I mean, let's get something else besides Hollywood. Informativo Certificado. I hope I have the name right. Fernando Valadez.
Informativo.
And Norma, Enforcate. And one of the best news programs, if not the best, that's on Pacifica right now. And we need more programs like that. What happened to the other program that had some of the indigenous languages? The brother who was murdered, Guatemala brother who was murdered, didn't speak Spanish. So we need programs with attitude. We need also good environmental programs, not the Sierra Club, for God's sake.
The microphone is secondary. You need to speak to us.
I'm visiting from WBAI. I have no complaints, but I have a question. In order for you, I don't know Alan Minsky personally. I've read what he's written and I've heard what he's said. He sounds intelligent, knowledgeable, well-motivated. As a board, however, if you're going to evaluate his performance as IPD, and more important, evaluate the program grid he proposes, you need information. It's my understanding that KPFK buys the Arbitrons, but that Alan does not want to share them with members of the board. Mm-hmm. I wish BAI could afford to buy the Arbitrons. I think that's insane, and I would not stand for it. As a board, you need that information. I don't understand why you're not asking for it.
Well, we are sharing it
with BAI. We'd like to know how your programs are doing.
Thank you for giving it a brief, Steve.
Michael Novick, I was the former chair of the Interim Program Council, running for the LSB currently in the election. Picture a moment ago when you were discussing your agenda how aggrieved many members of the LSB felt when the chair of the committee ignored the recommendation of the governance committee about the agenda of this meeting. And then imagine how the Spanish language programmers feel when they spent a year and a half trying to develop new programming and are being told, well, later for that, multiply by whatever fact you want to understand what's going on. You know, the basic point is that KPFK needs more Spanish language programming in order to reflect the diversity of the community of Spanish speakers in this area. Different nationalities, different politics, different concerns, as vast as the interest of the English-speaking audience. And so that's what this board is going to help do, is an increase in the programming. Secondarily, to an open, transparent process of developing and reviewing the existing programming and accepting auditions for additional ones. Thank you.
Israel Poyer here. Oh, 1 minute is not enough for any discussion of this matter. We all know that. We need to take advantage of the right that we have, the duty, to have town halls on finance and on programming with financial people at all levels, with programming people at all levels. We can't do it in a minute or two, even an hour or two, in a so-called business meeting of the LSB. It's just unrealistic. It's unfair to all of us and to the issue of everybody. So one thing is to allow enough time to have enough communication to try to build some trust and some consensus. If people want to blame other people, I'm sorry, I'm not into that. Not at all. For years, people have been overworked at this station, paid and unpaid, and that's not an excuse, it's a truism. And therefore, unless someone takes the initiative to have a process and a time where we can deal with these issues in a sensible, rational way, we'll continue being dysfunctional and antagonistic and yelling at each other and accomplish nothing. So on these two big issues, finance and programming, we need to have, like, a weekend retreat, and we need to have town halls, just in those subjects, with all people involved.
Thank you.
We're never going to do it in a minute or two, even an hour here.
My name is Luis Garcia Macanas, as a member of the Colectivo Radio Comunitario, Radio Collective, Community Radio Collective, originally the Chicano community, were part of the program of the Spanish language script. That has gone away. The Chicano community are not being represented over the airwaves, and I'm here to speak up not for the Latino, not for the Hispanic, but for the Chicano community. We have our own politics, we have our own laws, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Article 27 of the United Nations Covenant on the civil and political rights of recognized national minorities, which gives us the right to demand more programming for our community local needs. That's not being represented. Same time, I want to support the language program that exists. They will cut back on charity. My complaint is that not all communities of the Chicano community, even the Mexican community, are being represented by the current program. Thank you.
Time. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ed Cotton. What I would like to do is speak to one of the programmers talking about a human left environmental voice and the voice of it. I wrote a proposal soon after May Day, MacArthur Park and all of that. I presented to city council, chief of police, internal affairs, and everybody you could think of. Not one person, just supposedly an intellectual, could sit down and read the 6 pages that I developed. And then at the bottom line of it, what is democratic? Okay, what would be democratic is there would be no misery on anybody's board, because you and you and whoever can sit on jury duty. That's the bad part. Nobody wants to take their precious time to go to jury duty. I, as a small businessman, took a week to go to jury duty. And that means I'm just on out of business until I get back from jury duty. Okay, and that's what my level of commitment is. And I'm saying that if we have impaneled a jury to act as a civilian review board, Mercury would have never got a job.
The time that was allowed 15 minutes is up, but if we have only one more speaker, I would entertain allowing her to speak.
Okay. Okay. Five more. Just give us 5 minutes. We said we go until 2:20, right? All right. Move to take time to make comment. Yeah, there you go. Move to five. Okay. Thank you. My name is Lily Sana. I read those two and forget Latino program. I want to clarify a few things that Alan Miski mentioned in his letter. First, the committee, the listener program committee, the one formed, it was formed after the changes that he that he already made. So that's one clarification. Another thing that I want to say is that the changes that he has done are unfair. They do not comply with the regulations of the specific act, and this pricing was done with malice and premeditated by management, which is not fair and not right for anybody. Another thing that I want to mention is that we as a Spanish programmer do not oppose changes. Changes are good, but they should be done with respect. And Fox Latino has 20 years in the air, and you don't go and tell somebody, oh, by the way, next week you're not on the air. That's not respectful. I believe that Nikki and Bob Conker and Jennifer Cancer have disrespected not only the Spanish programs, but a lot of programs. And then talking about intimidation, I don't think telling the truth, when you tell the truth, you don't intimidate people. If they feel that way, I feel bad about it, that's a story for them, but that's not intimidation. And I never wanted to mention this, but I believe that those people are not capable of running this station, as we have seen it. The radio has done going down the train, and they took off. Thank you.
Mi nombre es María de Luz de Rosario y por 14 años, por casualidad, descubrí KPFK.
My name is María de Luz, for 14 years I have been covering KPFK.
Y el sábado anterior,
and last Saturday,
que escuché como radio escucha,
I listened as a listener,
que era el último programa de Pacífica y de Enfoque Latino el sábado. Para mí fue una terrible agresión.
It was the last time that she had heard Enfoque Latino and she feels that it was great injustice to her.
Porque durante este tiempo me he involucrado como voluntaria.
During this time I have become a volunteer.
Sé que es muy importante esta ventana
it's
de una información
en español para muchísima gente y que la cierren automáticamente sin respeto.
And for it to be closed or to be taken off,
without
we're going to send this because it's bilingual.
Right,
thank
yes, exactly.
Without the listeners.
We cannot hear the English. Que es importante que si la iban a cerrar, por lo menos que digan algo antes, porque los radioescuchas finalmente aportan su cuota. Es tan difícil en estos tiempos conseguir dinero y que se le cierren las puertas, no solamente a una información que puede ser la alternativa contra todos los medios de comunicación corporativos.
It's important that since the shows are taken off the air, that the people be advised and be told that these changes are going to happen, because if not, it's a further injustice.
A mí me gustaría mucho saber que esta mesa directiva sí hace su trabajo y que haya un respeto para todos los que escuchan, los que están haciendo los programas.
The people who are producing the shows.
Es un trabajo absolutamente gratuito.
Hola, my name is Pedro Sanchez. I'm a producer of Suplemento Comunitario from Spanish Blog Programming. I belong to its Spanish Association, and I would like to tell you what I know. I know that in KPSK, the main problem is about the money, you know. And but at the same time, I think that it's related with the main, another main problem too, that is because of the most of the time on KPSK is produced in English. They are getting case producing in English in the neighborhood that most of the people speak Spanish. That's easy to see, that's easy to understand, and we don't have enough time. And then, please, you are the authority, take your job, make a warning to Minsky, call him, tell him, go back to Spanish Association and realize the promise that you deal with them, and they can share your job too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last
speaker.
African programmers and the members of the South Central Women's Media Collective that asked me to represent them here today. It is very painful that you are offering only 1 minute to hear their views. I do not come here as a member of any faction of the two major political formations that now dominate the life of Africa and KPSK. And that is one of the greatest dangers that this station faces today. This is not the time for diatribe. We will come to that. We have come to seek dialogue. I want to finish with you that the changes that have been made, particularly in two programs, one some of us are brave, which is produced by a collective of black women, and Freedom Now. I am not here to pinpoint or to put the blame on the internal program director, no. I have come to the LSB today on behalf of these groups, asking that we initiate the process to immediately reverse this decision. Those who sent me said that they feel attacked, which means we have an obligation to mobilize to defend our election. I have great respect for all of you, but we are going to do what is necessary.
Reza,
could we add just 3 minutes, please?
Second.
All those in favor, add 3 minutes.
Aye.
That's what they said we talked.
very quickly, if you have not become aware of what KPSK and Pacifica are doing, you need to wake up and smell the roses.
Right.
It's the movement to the right now, after what you in the 1990s, to try not to criticize on the air whatever the Democratic Party is doing, whatever Barack Obama is doing. We have millions of people unemployed. California is being the worst hit than anybody else in the country. The homeless, the people being thrown out of their homes is growing by the thousands. And you guys, you have no programming on the air. There's a racial segregation going on in the name of stripping the programming by Milky and Friends, preceded by Great Aaron and Friends around the country, and now being implemented, pushed through. Aaron Milky is not representing the Latinos. He's not representing anybody. If in fact he's representing somebody, it's his friends. Look at the change he made. He did not touch anyone of his friends. In fact, some of them got extra health power. Wake up and smell the roses, people.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to have a person who has not spoken. I haven't spoken either. You gave up your
Lawrence. You know that you were Puerto Rico, though, in the meeting.
My fellow Americanos.
My name is Jose Sosa. I want to talk about...
Right, taking it. Goddamn fucking American
bastards. Besides, you don't talk with the programmers in the Spanish. You just want to impose an agenda and throw away the thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not the way, it's not the democratic way, you're going in the wrong way. And if you want money, you have to work for it. If you want money, work. Because you don't want to squeeze only the Spanish. I'm going to make a campaign against to collect money in case you don't reimburse and have a good Spanish program. Let's face it.
Thank you.
Yes, John.
I have entertained a motion. 1 minute to vote.
Okay.
Time's
up for all those who have spoken. No. I have not spoken Spanish. No, I have the first thing. You have other people's right to speak in English and Spanish. I want to give my statement in Spanish. Somos 80% de los que hablan español
en este local es el radio de estación. Por eso le estoy demandando que pongan atención, porque si no ponen atención, les advertencia, okay. Advertencia, que van a oír mucho más ruido que lo que estoy haciendo aquí ahorita.
Luis,
estoy pidiendo el respeto que me oiga.
Operating under the misconception that the local station board controls station programming It doesn't have four words for the rest of the meeting. Programming, no. Budget.
Okay, so with that, let's go to the budget. John Parker has a motion.
Okay.
He'd like to, he needs some time to motivate, John.
Yeah, so Article 7, Section 3J of the Pacifica Bylaws on specific powers and duties of LSB states its duties as to actively reach out to underrepresented communities to help the state improve by diversity of all races, creeds, colors, and nations, classes, genders, and sexual orientations, and ages to help build collaborative relations with organizations working for similar purposes. The latest programming changes that have adversely affect Black and Latino programmers in terms of a qualitative decrease of Black and Latino airtime and movement of some of these programs to less desirable today are time slots neither meets the letter or spirit of the aforementioned bylaws. Why? In addition to the reality that Black and Latino communities are underrepresented in terms of participation and knowledge of KPFK, the interim program director appears to be at best ignorant of vital concerns by Black and Latino radio professionals and at worst insensitive towards those concerns. By basing much of his programming change rationale using the Arbitron rating system, the interim program director makes this clear. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo brought a lawsuit against Arbitron's rating methodology, and even FCC officials have been alarmed by the number of Black radio former and present owners who say that Arbitron's biased rating system has directly resulted in the failure of their stations. Criticism of Arbitron is not limited to Black and Latino programmers, and there is a long history of criticism of Arbitron, especially by Black and Latino radio professionals concerning its ability or desire to accurately survey those communities. How could the program director and assumed radio professional not hear these Black and Latino voices? Given that in Article 7, Section 4, under Committees of Inclusion of the Pacifica Foundation, that states, quote, the board shall query and monitor radio stations in areas of identified underrepresented communities that any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities increase participation. Where necessary, with due notice, the board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific measures to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective radio station areas, etc. Given the tool that we may wield, I would like to entertain a motion that no additional program changes be made and programming changes made prior by the interim program director, Alan Minsky, be reversed. We don't have the authority to do that. We have no authority to do that.
Well, as under the Section 7 of the... I knew you'd bring that up.
Given well, you made a speech.
Section,
you didn't make a motion. You
board.
Made a speech.
I'm sorry for your question. I'm being polite.
Go ahead. You made a speech. You didn't make a motion.
Okay. I was motivated. I said I need to motivate
you. Go ahead, John.
All right. Given that in Article 7, Section 4, under the Committees of Inclusion of the Pacifica Foundation, am I right there? Am I in the right
order?
Okay. It says the board shall query, blah, 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 blah. And it says, in order to address these, trying to make these communities more represented, the board will suggest and or direct, D-I-R-E-C-T, managers and committees to implement specific measures to improve the status. In other words, if the system is broken, this board has the power to direct. Direct means we can tell Alan Minsky, stop.
There's confusion here. I believe you're talking about the PNB and not the LSB. You should take this up with the Committee for Inclusion, which is a subcommittee of the Pacifica National Board, which is the proper board that what you just cited is what it relates to, not the LSB.
But I was just to share the PNB was assigned the LSB.
Dutch, yeah. If I may respectfully, John, this seems to be off.
Dutch, a little louder.
I'm sorry, respectfully, John, this seems to be off of the agenda that we agreed on this morning, and it seems, unfortunately, it sounds like we need to move on with business. We lost at least 15 minutes due to an outburst. That's my first point. The second point is I think we need to address the outburst that we just witnessed. Entire board dissolved in a matter of 10 minutes when somebody decided to become a disruptive force. We need a mechanism in place to prevent that. I would entertain suggestions. My personal suggestion, if somebody has an outburst like that and cannot control themselves in a public forum and disrupts the functioning of this meeting and the respected time of everybody sitting on this board and everybody sitting in the audience that person needs to no longer be allowed to attend these meetings. It cannot
Point of order.
And you need to be deported from this point of order. Get the hell out of here. Nobody wants you in the world. It's post-colonial time. Post-colonial time. You're not. You're not. So superior. You goddamn white men. And nobody wants you in the world. Don't you understand? Nobody wants you.
You guys are in our border.
We don't want you. You're an able-bodied fuck. That's all you are. You're a foreigner. You're a goddamn foreign European son of a bitch.
Would somebody please walk this gentleman out before you hurt somebody?
Before you hurt me, you mean?
I don't hurt anybody, but you do.
Calling Mr. Parker's motion out of order in order to present his own off-agenda motion is also out of order.
No, it's a point of order to bring us back on the stage, and you know that, that's really disingenuous of you.
Anything not right is out of order.
There was no accusation, and I object.
You're accusing my motion of being out of order. That's an accusation.
That's right.
Accusing my motion. So in defense of my motion, my motion directly deals with what occurred right now in this board and needs to be addressed immediately.
By my chair, I have a rebuttal as well. Hold on.
Point of order.
Yeah, right.
We have a time certain for going to executive session. I think the public is going to be deprived of financial discussion, and we agreed when to rearrange the agenda that we would have a time certain for executive session at 3:20. We're there. I would have loved letting the public know what the hell's going on with the finances of the foundation, but I don't think that's ever really that important to people here. So I think we need to go to executive session with a time certain.
Time certain.
But I had
a
motion.
It doesn't matter.
Time certain. People should have respected the time we had there.
People would have respected the time we would have had.
I'll say yes, John.
We already began the motion.
Well, that doesn't matter. For the entire time I've been on the board, we have needed to address what Dutch has just stated. That anytime something happens, we can't deal with it. And in all single areas, obviously.
Point of order. I just had a motion on the floor. Don't we have to address this?
Ruled your motion out of order.
Yeah, but no.
I
didn't get a chance to respond.
If we want to continue this board meeting, if there is a provocateur come here, you don't have to confront him and you
this
create
is not a
no
point of order.
He's out of order all the time. He doesn't recognize.
You're out of order. This is not a point of order.
I'm calling the orders of the day. We have a time certain. We're there. I'd like to discuss finance with anybody who gives a damn when we go bankrupt.
Go ahead,
But that's the
John, thing. With all due respect, I have a great deal of sympathy for your motion. But you have not been talking to me, and I've not been talking to you. Maybe we need to do that on a more regular basis. I respectfully ask you defer this motion for a little later because there'll be some new developments that are going to bear on it very strongly, and we might find that that we're all in agreement for these higher strategic things. So I just ask you defer it for a little bit, or if necessary, we can try calling an emergency meeting in a couple of weeks since we're going to have to do that anyhow with the budget. We got the work is not getting done because we've got time attacks on our finger. So I ask you respectfully defer it and table it for now and maybe revisit it even today. But let's address this talk because we need to talk about these financial issues and these governance issues. The crux issue you have is that we can make a directive as a board, and I think so too. And the key issue is that the management thinks they don't work for us, and I think we do, and that's the key thing. And if we solve that, then everything else moves forward.
They call signs.
We do have a time certain to discuss financial matters. Now should be the time devoted to discussing financial matters because the board has. Time certain motion, we're now 5 minutes over.
Point of order. We
yes, but we had a time certain. We had a time certain motion and a summary first.
Mine is just a point of order that the time certain is for executive session. We have exceeded the time to discuss the finances publicly. We are now past that point. It's done. We need to move into executive session.
Here that this would be
take 5 minutes.
Executive session.
Take a minute to ask for public comment.
Should we allow?
I'm just pointing out.
Should we allow 10 minutes until 3:30 to complete this portion of the discussion?
I move that we have our national finance chair give a quick summary, as well as she can in public session, of the situation in both KPFK and our network. That's my motion.
Second.
I need a minute.
Can I say two more things?
Yeah,
it's
what
you
said.
We
did,
because of you want.
It's because of the time certain, Rodrigo. I'm sorry.
Stop that! Yeah, but I mean, I understand. Okay. But I think, you know, we have the same thing, you know, with the person was wanting to talk. But what we discuss and how we're going to proceed, you know, the next, you know,
we're supposed to proceed with budget at time certain. We don't have that, Rodrigo.
This is a point of information. I asked.
It's a point of information.
I asked if we could extend until 3:30 to complete this portion of the discussion. Then Sean made a motion, and it was seconded. So now we're at a point where we're pointing out to a time certain.
Point of this point. Chair, would it be possible for you, or if you're not able to do it, for you to find someone that when people raise their hand, that there is a type of order? First come, first serve. So that's part of what's causing the frustration. When this gentleman made the motion, I put my hand up first. He went around the room, I never got called, and then it was time out. Same with Rodrigo, and that creates the frustration.
Only because I only think she raised the issue of a time certain, so that was a point of order.
No, you went to Jonathan, and then you went to him, and then you went someplace else. And what I'm saying is that creates the anger and the frustration.
Okay.
I'm just asking, I know you're busy concentrating a lot of things. Maybe someone else can just jot down, I see his hand, I have his hand.
If we do not get the finances, this is not going to be a radio station.
I've encouraged him several times to address your hand. I have said that several times so far. Rodrigo.
Yeah, and I want to speak too.
I understand. However, we have an issue before us.
Rodrigo,
when we reach a time certain, Rodrigo,
I've been trying for the last 5 minutes to ask the board if they would extend this discussion.
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
because you
So let's see who we have.
Rico.
Do we have Rico and then Rodrigo and then Luis? Dutch and then Donna?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it short. Okay. Keep it short, please.
Thank you. I'll read the chair. The chair will be spinning on a specific topic.
I presume would be the conversation
okay.
that we're having.
All right. Well, I'd like to say two things. One is, Jonathan, I support your motion. I also think that it could be a motion that could come out of this LFC to the PNB, and it may give it more teeth, knowing that the LFC supports it as well. But it's not something that this LFC can do. But I think if we bring that motion out of this LFC and present it to the PNB, it might be more effective. Secondly, we addressed the outburst, but we didn't address the reason for the outburst.
That's correct.
And the reason for the outburst is there's extreme frustration of the way people are being treated.
Right.
They've been treated like second-class citizens when it comes to Spanish programming, and they're not having a voice to even challenge these decisions. With that in mind, I would like to make a motion. There are two issues that we have, a crisis that we have going on, and we have to address them both. And they are both supportive of each other. It's programming and it's finance.
Funny procedure. Can we keep this to about a minute?
I'm gonna give you 15 seconds. So my motion is that our next meeting, that we spend half of that meeting and invite the Spanish community, the Spanish programmers, with an agenda, created with them involved with the creation of that agenda to deal with half of our LFB meeting. The other half of that LFB meeting be dealt with finance. That is my motion.
Amendment?
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right, move the second out. The board who will second. But
no one second.
Okay, hold on.
Amendment.
Excuse me, I'm going to have a second deck
or you can amend it.
I'll second that.
I'll make an
amendment.
Do a friendly amendment.
All right.
Bella, please. We're dealing without first here.
Move and second this. Discussion.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. The question is, are we amending Rico's motion, or are we amending?
Yeah, I already had a motion on the floor.
So that's the question. He had a motion already, and we need to address it first.
Was yours a substitute, Rico?
No. I don't want to substitute. He has a motion on the floor. It's completely separate.
It's a separate motion.
Okay, we have a floor full of motions, which has floored everybody up to this point.
Without moving
we'll
at all.
We'll try to polish it off.
Yeah, since John has been ruled out of order.
Bella?
One for the board.
So, Mr. Chairman,
let's go first of all to, as I would see it, John's motion, John talked extensively, but I don't think we had a clear motion that was seconded.
Point of information, John, please restate the motion only. The motion.
Motion, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, just the motion. I know. I was getting it up here. Given the tool, I would like to entertain a motion that no additional program changes be made and programming changes made prior to the interim program director Al Minsky being reversed.
We got to get a second.
All right. Second is the move and seconded discussion.
Can I give a point of information?
Point of information.
The PNB 2 weeks ago passed at the national level, this was attached like a rider to a KPFA motion, that no programming changes be entertained until at this time, that no further programming changes go forward. These programming changes basically have been going forward in violation of the PNB motion that I attached KPFA to that PNB motion 2 weeks ago because I'm sort of satisfied about what's going on financially that I felt before any more.
Okay,
but what I'm trying to say, right now is what I'm saying is there's already something that passed 2 weeks ago at the PNB that says none of this is supposed to be happening. Okay.
Okay. So,
all right.
So we have discussion. Go ahead.
I would like to make a friendly amendment to actually direct this request to the National Board so that they take care of it effectively. Because they're obviously, because it's obvious that this board cannot be taken into consideration, or I don't know, we're probably just, drawing the wall or whatever the reason, they're not listening to us. So let's amend this motion so that they take it directly. And is that okay with
direct it for both?
Okay.
Direct it for both. That would be fine.
Well, all right, so now are you saying that your motion will incorporate the change that we suggested as a friendly amendment?
No.
The person who seconded that motion that John made, that favored that.
You were the second.
Fred, were you the seconder of John's motion?
Yeah, slightly.
All right, would you favor that change?
I confess confusion as to what that was about.
That there be no program changes made, and that the prior interim program under Alan Minsky's program changes be reversed.
Yes.
Okay. Further discussion as amended.
Yes, on the amendment or on the motion?
The motion was amended.
Okay. On the amended motion. I want to speak to it.
10 minutes.
Okay, please understand,
okay.
The bylaws require that the governing bodies oversee, program the schedule, the grid, the changes, so that they comport with the mission statement and they represent underserved communities and so forth. All that in consideration, I consider it ill-advised to say who's ever driving this car, wherever it's going, freezes his hands on the steering wheel and his foot on the pedal. He cannot change. Nobody can change anything until an undefined entity, an unexisting board or subcommittee, influences how this vehicle is steered. Just saying nothing can be changed can lead us over a cliff or into a wall. It's ill-advised to say there can be no change.
I'm going to take
what Dutch said as a point of order, which is that we have allowed 3 minutes. We would entertain a motion to extend.
Motion to extend 5 minutes.
You guys, you're killing us because we are talking finance. And if we don't get our finances together, your programs will not be heard because there will not be a radio station.
Exactly.
That is the common sense that you are negating here. And further, we can take this motion to heaven or hell. It doesn't matter. The public being is not going to do anything with it.
Okay.
I'm just kind of insulted about this. The notion about program changes to black and brown communities is shit.
Right.
No, not at all.
Not you. You didn't say it. You said it.
Okay, let's not have a discussion.
You mean that we're not talking about finances?
Well,
that's
the very next one.
You're right here.
Before the second one, I didn't see, you know, it was like...
Okay, okay.
You
can't
speak.
I
just want
to
call
There you go.
Do I have to wait? Yeah.
No,
you can only call the
question.
You can always call the question.
I want to call the question.
Which one? You can
call the question. Call the question.
Call
the
question.
I believe that they're calling the question in debate.
If it passes, so let's take it up.
Call the question.
Call the question.
Take
them in order just like we always have.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Roll call would still require approval from the board.
A majority vote. No.
Majority of the board would have to approve it. All those in favor of...
Mr. Chair, no, anyone that questions it. We have a standing motion that all main motions on this body be by roll call vote.
Page 405, line 29.
Okay, we're going to call for a vote on whether we should have a roll call on this.
Oh my God!
All those in favor of having a roll call vote, raise your hand. Okay, all those opposed. Okay. Abstention. Okay, so the motion passes. We'll have a roll call vote.
Secretary, sorry.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Jonathan Alexander? Rodrigo?
Yes.
Lewis?
Yes.
And John Crumshot of his vote?
Yes.
Rufino? He's excused. Ken Kaufman?
Ken? No.
Fred Plunder?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Sequoia? Excused. Dutch Merrick?
Abstain.
Miss Murray?
Abstain.
John T.K. Bryan?
No.
John Parker?
Yes.
Three to four?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reed?
Abstain.
Armando Renuto? Ramundo? Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Reed Walker?
Abstain.
Donna Warren?
Yeah.
Thank you.
John Wanger?
No.
Lamont Yakey?
No.
Okay. That's it.
Congratulate you.
Bella, please.
We're not doing
Bella, please.
All right. Jesus, out of here at 4 o'clock or are we out here at 5 o'clock?
We are out of here at 4 o'clock.
No one with disabilities, so we might be able to extend.
If the person with disabilities, if he shows up, we have to be out.
May I make a suggestion? Just, we can't get anything substantial done on finance, even at any level in 10 minutes.
We got to start.
But I was going to suggest, I mean, going into closed session for 10 minutes is... it's virtually pointless.
We
might as well, if I would suggest, is let me spend the 10 minutes doing what Sean had asked, which is at least giving the public some taste of what's going on, because there might be one or two people from the public that actually care about the finances of the network.
Instead of their own individual program.
Second.
Objection.
Yes, go ahead. Prayer.
Church.
Yes, the appropriate.
It might be necessary, since obviously we aren't going to get any finance work done today, and there are other matters that we can really give at that point. There might be a need to have an emergency before the next scheduled meeting of the LA committee.
We can't do it. It
came
one day.
No. 7 days. Don't argue that right now. Let's do a 10-minute report to the public on finance.
And then let's schedule a special meeting just for finance. Guys are out of order.
I move that we take the next 10 minutes.
Hold on. I'm going to recommend you to chair.
Hold on, please. Summer, you have
the floor. Okay, I will make the motion. I move that the last 10 minutes of our meeting be devoted to informing the public of what's going on financially, and that we schedule a special meeting for our own pleasure to discuss finance.
At a later time.
Thank you.
All right, order. Yes, Judge, you may recall there was a motion on the floor that I posed quite a long time ago about maintaining order.
Yeah, that one.
I'd like that to be addressed, sir.
Okay, that's not all this particular motion.
We're burning down, the place is burning down, and you're worried about it.
If we don't maintain order, we'll never get it.
We're never going to maintain order.
That's your seat. Sorry.
Judge. Well, if there is no second, then
there was a second motion originally.
Yes, again, I seconded that.
Well, guys, you know what? This is going to be the final. We're not going to give you, we're not going to tell the public anything.
Thanks. Okay, all those, now we have three motions on the floor as part of the discussion of Summer's issue.
I'm an existentialist. I'm just here for the ride, you know?
It would be very helpful if people were in
listen. You don't have any concerns.
Motion.
Well, it's really a motion, I think, because we don't have any time to discuss anything.
Let's start.
You want to go first or you want me to go?
Please call people out of order when they're out of order, whoever it is.
Donnie, you're out of order.
Let me just suggest, Summer made a very good point.
Traditionally, they have somebody here with a key who opens up, greets us, and closes us. If they leave it open, we can extend and perhaps go into at least a half an hour of the finance and closed session. So let's go ahead with this discussion back and forth, allowing the members of our finance committee to provide useful information.
John, I would ask rather than back and forth 1 minute, like, let me just give my couple minute overview and then you can, or whatever, you know, because I think, you can go first. I don't, if you want to take it first, that's fine, but I mean.
Summer, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's Summer go.
Okay.
Go ahead. Keep her short.
Okay.
Put a timer on her.
Okay. I don't necessarily need the whole 5 minutes because a lot of this, you know, some of it we're going to have to discuss in the executive session, but a lot of this is public knowledge. It's out on the internet and these are publicly available financial records. The foundation is in really a serious financial condition nationwide with no apparent plan in place as far as I can see except continuously nursing forward to the next fund drive. We are digging deeper into long-term debt. We're not paying those debts off. We're engaged in interstation loans to make payroll obligations. We're hitting our reserve accounts because of exigent circumstances. We got 2 to 3 stations not paying central services, which means 1 or 2 stations, which is basically like us here in Los Angeles and our smallest station down in Texas. We're the only ones who make our central services in a reliable fashion. So we have like a really serious network-wide cash flow situation facing us. No strategic planning going on whatsoever, in my opinion, by executive level, anybody on dealing with this. There are, you know, all I keep doing is ringing the bell on national finance, and like the deeper I looked into it, the worse it looked to me because I see we're also accruing short-term debts that we're not paying off. Like clearly, if you're not paying your small vendors as they arise, and you're not paying down your bigger debts, and you're essentially going from fund drive to fund drive to make your payroll obligations and, you know, for the stations that have rent and utilities, all we're doing is treading water as a network. And the economy, if anyone has noticed, is not improving around us. And yet, all I hear is magical thinking coming from the top, which is like, well, that's okay, we got a fund drive coming up. And I'm like, damn, if that's the way we're thinking, we're gonna be out of business in no time because we're beating our listeners to death. I've repeatedly brought this to everyone that everyone's screaming about in terms of management locally over the KPFA fund drive news. The fact that we experientially here in Los Angeles are having nonstop fund drives. That's what our listeners are getting. Okay, I've got librarians telling me, my God, are you guys in that much trouble because you're in fund drive again? Because if you run 2 or 3 weeks of KPFA fund drive on our air, before you start our fund drive, by the time you get to our fund drive, our listeners are exhausted. They're just like, my God, are you guys still pitching at me? And yet, for that little pittance that we get off the news, okay, whatever we actually get from them, you know, if they try to raise $2,500 per hour, I don't think we're even seeing a grand of that. And I've only asked the CFO, the general manager, the program director, and the assistant general manager for the numbers on what the news generated for us during the last fund drive for the last 3 months. And yet nobody can produce those numbers. The only way I get numbers in this foundation is by sneaking them out the back door from employees who give me the real information, okay? That's what we've got going on here.
What's the solution?
I would love to see a real motion come out of here that directly opposes running the pitch on Letters to Washington and the KPFA Evening News, because we do not draw enough financial benefit from that to beat our listeners to death for several weeks in addition. We essentially have 1 month of non-fund drive time between each fund drive period. And this is their solution for dealing with the cash flow crisis. Let's simply go into longer and longer fund drives and eke out little tiny bits of money while the local people here are trying, as, and this is a direct quote, trying to find the golden nugget that's going to sell well enough to the listeners to make this fund drive a success. Now, if you're looking for the golden nugget in a bad economy like this and you're already having weeks of fund drive in front of your fund drive, you're going to have a failed fund drive, which is what's been going on all year throughout the network. Well, my solutions are much more radical, not all of which I can discuss here because, you know, some of these involve personnel, and that's something we got to discuss in executive session. I feel we have a failure of management network-wide.
Fire them all!
Hey, I hear you, honey. But, you know, a lot of things, internal policies. We're not monitoring whether our employees come to work anywhere in the network, okay? We probably lose $250,000 in bleed from people who just don't do their job. Okay, we're not applying the internal structures, what our auditors tell us to do. Every year we get a bad audit. I'm trying to prepare my national... Did I do my 5 minutes?
Yeah, you still have time. You're
thank you. Let him call her. Anyway, on National Finance, I was like working on preparing my public report for the meeting that I've tried to get canceled in New York, because I basically said this was totally dilatory. All the motions were just the same bullshit we argue about here. You know, how do we get along with each other on the board, not actually managing the affairs of the foundation, which is what we're supposed to be doing on this board. And I couldn't get it canceled because, of course, it's, you know, they've already booked this and they've already booked that. But we haven't paid the last two P&B meetings, just so you know that, okay? We haven't paid for the hotels. We haven't paid the travel agents. We're floating our bills on little vendors, okay? And that's how we're conducting business in the network. And management goes on vacation, literally, during the last part of the fiscal year when we're supposed to, like, run out of money, you know? So that's when you take a vacation, of course, you know? So, I mean, I think network-wide we need to really hardcore push on internal policies, okay, dealing with the fact that we're not running this like a business. And so that's across the board. I plan to put forward a bevy of motions. I mean, we've got other things to do with litigation that are bleeding us dry, too. There are concrete steps to take, you know? You take hardcore actions because you're the director of a foundation and there are legal requirements and people are ripping you off. You turn them over to the appropriate authorities. You don't sit there and accept these bleeds. So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, while everyone's arguing over what we have on the air, if we don't fix these situations, we are not going to be on the air, okay? In D.C., where they're making major cuts to staff, people have floated the solution of, why don't you sell one of the other licenses? I heard that out here. Why don't we sell one of the other licenses? In New York, they say, why don't you sell one of the other licenses? And that's what everyone's solution is, network-wide. I don't want to close down my shift. Let's sell one of the other stations. And I'm saying we all need to be aware of this because we're bleeding dry out of other stations. And it's going to affect KPFK. We can't fund dry forever to get out of it.
Yeah, the situation's dire. It's being responsibly addressed in a couple of the stations. Texas is down at 9 people. They got a general manager and some other employees. They're responsibly cut to the bone. D.C. is cutting to the bone, too, although they're keeping, they're preserving managerial staff. They're currently 10 and a quarter. They're going to 7 full-time equivalent employees. They're keeping a manager and a couple of other managers. The employees are being cut to half-time, although, mercifully, they're being allowed to keep their fringe benefits, their health benefits. The rest of the stations are not doing so well. New York City is at 19 full-time equivalents. They lose about $1 million a year. They say they cannot cut another person. We, last week, sent our money to pay the payroll in New York City. We at KPFK cannot sustain that very long.
You're welcome.
We, our money also went upstairs to pay the payroll of the archives. Texas's money went up to pay the partial payroll up in Berkeley. These are problems. These are not sustainable things. We are at 27 full-time equivalents, and according to the budget we're getting from Bob Conger, we're going up.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going up during a hiring freeze. It's been a year long. So in last August, we were at 22 and 3 quarters. Now we're at 27 in 12 months. We went up 4 and a quarter people during a hiring freeze in a 12-month period. While fundraise revenues are declining, this is not sustainable. Berkeley was supposed to make cuts a year ago, starting in November. They were on 45. They've cut down to 35 now. They're losing about $1 million a year. They're losing money faster than New York is losing money. This is not sustainable. The situation will be, because we are we've not paid democracy now, since January or so. They won't sue us, I don't think, but there are people who don't love us who will sue us. And when we're sued, they'll come after our major assets. When they come after the major assets, they're going to go after a building. We have 3 assets. We have the archives. We can sell the archives. We can sell the Pacific, you know, the KPFK station, or we can sell the Berkeley station, or put a loan on it. When we put a loan on the building, and then the national board, if we don't pay our bills, we lose our building, and all these programming issues become moot. Because whether we have Spanish or English programming, it'd be coming out of someone's bedroom at home, because we're not going to have a building, because the network is not acting financially responsible. So that's the big picture. And the issue is, too, is that with the current network on the PNB, the votes are such that when they choose which building to come after, Berkeley will win. They're the ones losing the money, but they're going to come after our building because they have the votes. They have the votes on the national board to say, go after KPFK's building because they can just raise a lot of money and take care of themselves. So that's the danger we face. Now, with regard to some other issues here, in past LLCs have spent money for advertising to increase our listeners. It was not spent by management. They spent it on other things. We've had a training internship program passed by a number of LLCs, not spent by management, spent on other things. So we have a dilatory management that doesn't follow the direction of the LLC.
Thank
you. Everybody here wants local news, and I talked to Alan Minsky. By adding three people, we can add an hour of local news to KPFK. We can do a half hour in English and a half hour in Spanish by adding three full-time equivalents. 27 now, three more, takes us to 30. We're going to have to lay some people off because we really can't afford that, because we're already at 103 days of fund driving this year, in this next fiscal year. So the question is, whom do we lay off? Where's an opportunity for public comment? We have five managers, which is about 20% of our total employees here.
Well, now he's number one.
And we have, so the question is, do we lay off managers to save some money? Do we lay off board ops? Do we lay off bottom line people? Do we lay off on-air hosts? If we're really going to add news, our three news people, we're going to have a news department, we're going to have to lay people off. And so I'm interested in what the public thinks about this, because we're going to have to do something or else not add the news department. I think one solution we can do is to divide the budget up into a piece that's controlled by the LSV and not controlled by management. Specifically, the last LSV paid money for the arbitrons. Now, I agree there's some controversial things, but they have some benefit as well, and believe me, we can use them. The arbitrons, I believe, should be taken away from management and paid for by the LSV, and the LSV can then share them with management if management refuses to comply with directives from that. Now, another issue is, would you like us really get tough with management and try to force them to follow our directives? That's a public comment kind of a question. I think that there's issues with regard to programming.
John, we're at 5 minutes.
And under 5 minutes, okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, could you discuss it? Tell me your name already. Okay, so we have Reza, and then we have Donna, and then we have Rigo. You gave Donna a recommendation. I recommend something that we could do it. You know, you are saying that we don't have the news department. When Fernando was the director of news department, five interns were producing program, one pay. Outreach committee are going to sponsor, going to community to bring money if Fernando is going to be hired with 10, 15, you know,
interns
to produce program without any penny. Are you going to have that?
We did have that.
We did
have
that.
Real. Okay. This is a question. If the station is going down financially, this is the responsibility of our management. It is, and I could sit here and say a lot of other companies, probably in the Hewlett-Packard, where that woman is running for governor or whatever, these other people, what they do is they restructure the company. That means usually the biggest cost of a company is the labor cost, and they get rid of labor. Okay, I'm not suggesting that, but what I am saying is, number one, the CFO and the executive director and the GM are responsible for bringing forth plans to get us out of this mess, whatever it is, even if it's radical. You know, even if it's something that we don't like. And then Summer brought up some points that were very disturbing. Internal controls are weak. People are stealing. I mean, these are accusations. I don't know if they're true or not, but certainly somebody needs to come in. Now, we might not have paid our accountants, but they were supposed to do some community work. You know, these are some of the things they can do to give us a suggestion for internal controls. I sent out a letter. I'm on the audit committee. I'm getting off the audit committee. You guys have to pick someone else. But they're going to sit up there every week and try to make policy, which is absolutely crazy. They don't know enough to make policy. They ought to quit it. And it's not their responsibility anyhow. So what my comments are, we need to put the responsibility on the people
who are responsible and see what plans they're going to come forward with. Now, obviously, they haven't, but they should.
When I get to speak, I'll address it.
Let's go to 1 minute. Please help us with this time. If you'd like to finish these comments, please.
Yeah, it's been, I think, more than a year that I missed it to the interim program direction of the
Right?
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, well, what are the results?
Right.
Basically, I mean, we see the results. It's like if you get a company that lives down this floor, right? It takes somebody who's going to manage that. And after I did that company, I was doing okay. You know, now it's doing all bad. You know, it's not working. What are you going to do with the person you gave the direction to? You got to get rid of them. And we, the LED local station works our duty to do that. If when the employee doesn't work, he doesn't do his work, he has to leave. That's it. Yeah. We have to recommend that he leave the management or whatever, you know, guys, whoever is responsible for business, gotta leave. Therefore, you know, what's really important that we do have to see what is the product that we have programming. We are letting one people to decide the things that give us revenue, you know, to handle it whatever way he wants. So we are responsible, not them, because we are letting them do it.
Exactly.
We are responsible. You are responsible, you are responsible, we all are responsible right here. We have to put, start right here, right there.
Okay, thank you. Leslie.
Yeah, 3 points that were made here. First of all, removing the interim program director is held up because we don't have a replacement for the interim general manager, and I think everybody agrees that the decision about the program director has to follow the general manager decision. I have waited for months to hear from the general manager search committee. They've provided no report to the PNB while the other stations have, so I think we need to look to ourselves in that regard. The PNB has not received any treasurer's reports this year that I can recall. Our notices from the CFO, she is no longer sending financials to the PNB as a whole, as far as I can tell. She's sending them only to the Finance Committee. The CFO is evading direct questions from me regarding payroll. We are not getting information even though we are asking for it specifically. We're getting evasion. We're not getting necessary reports. And I have other points to say. Those are my two key points.
Thank you. Brent.
John's point is budgetary authority. I think that is our leverage point. We need to exercise it unitedly. We need to exercise it with all the resources we need. Make clear in our dialogue that we have those resources. This is not the best time to do it. It's a major problem. I hope we'll be hearing in closed session. We'll be hearing here in open session how we're going to deal with that. We've got the authority. Legally, I think we've got it. We've got to exercise it without the kind of understandable discussion we had today and craft something. We've heard it's about layoffs, raises the issue of programming. We've heard that we have paid programmers, we have unpaid programmers. We've heard this argument of community connectedness. We've heard this issue of quality. We've got to work through that. We've got to work through that together. And thirdly, management. So it's about legal authority, exercising it, and it's about layoffs and appropriate hiring of management team and designation of appropriate programming.
Thank you.
When you're dealing with a financial crisis, you have to consider what are the contributing factors of you not being able to pay your bills. One would be lack of income for trying to increase membership. Two would be increased funding, fund drive. We've got 103 days already. Etc. Another would be to improve programming, because the better programming you get, that attracts more listeners, which attracts more money. And the last, what we've been right now doing, is cuts and layoffs. And you can die of a million cuts. I want to propose something that's different, because other people are saying really good things, but I haven't heard this. And I think what we really need to concentrate on, instead of just cutting, is that we need to be concentrating on increasing our membership. And we know we have, you know, in LA alone, we've got 50% of the Latino population, and that is a oil well out there that we're ignoring. But not just that. I just think that we need to, and I'm not going to make a motion, but I want to throw this out to you guys. We need to acquire somebody who is a professional at publicity to focus on a strategy to build our membership and to build our brand for Pacifica and KPFK.
I can do it. You hire me. I'm
okay.
Almost free.
Thank you. I just wanted to address points raised by both Donna and by Leslie. I asked both the executive director and the chief financial officer 2 to 3 months ago on the National Finance Committee to provide us with a contingency plan based on the fact that I projected we were going to run out of cash by September, and that it looked exactly like 2008 when they tried to take a $1 million loan out on the KPFK building. Both of them declined to prepare such a contingency plan because there weren't going to be any problems. So last Tuesday, because there are obviously problems, and the executive director was on vacation while they were happening, and the CFO used her vote to vote that neither one of them would prepare a contingency plan now, dealing with the current financial crisis, staff reduction, or any type of cohesive plan that in any way, from a management perspective, addresses what the hell is going on network-wide. There is no financial input being put in by our executive whatsoever to deal with this thing, and they declined to prepare reports to deal with those things. They don't want to put anything in writing that says, this is my plan of action, which I find totally unacceptable. I also find it unacceptable that paid executives use their vote not to give us a report we're asking for. I'm planning to put forward all kinds of motions to deal with these things. As for no committee reports, we haven't had a committee report on the PNB in the last 6 months because the chair never makes any room on the agenda for anyone to report anything from any committees, as far as I've seen, and we also never deal with any of the motions. So we're sitting exactly where we were several months ago, which is why I tried to cancel the New York meeting, because it's dilatory. So, several of these issues, I'm planning to put forward motions that deal directly with fiduciary responsibilities of board directors that will address these financial issues. I'm going to put them forward on finance on Tuesday, and people can vote it up or down, but it's going to be on the record. So,
Ali, okay, 3 points. I want to speak to what Summer and Donna said.
A little louder.
Oh, and can I just say one other thing? The issues about...
No, it's always... Restart my time. Starting with what Summer and Donna spoke about, it's management's responsibility. The problem with management is I don't feel that they have the sense of urgency that's required for what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we hear about elaborate spending plans for facility-type operations like repaving the parking lot or the solar panels, while all are fantastic ideas, raising the money for those is not the best use of our finances. When we're lending money to other stations to make their payroll, that is a red flag.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and also the fact that I, a staff member, have to hear about these loans from the LSB and not from management is a lack of transparency that's going on from that team. So I'm very disappointed that they don't have the same sense of urgency we do. And my next point is that, according to management, this is a statement from them, not me, that it's 23 full-time staff right now, not 27. They hadn't posted that yet. And then the third point to Rodrigo, the PD search committee is meeting a week from Monday. We sent out a... And please, I urge all of those of you on the PD search committee to attend so that we get this moving as quickly as possible, so when the new GM is seated, we don't have another delay of 6 months to a year before we present that GM with PD candidate. So I just want to say that we want to start moving on that immediately. Starting with
your
lead program director.
Okay, Dutch.
I want to embrace and rebut something that Rodrigo said. You were talking about removing Alan Minsky because you think it's antithetical, essentially. Rodrigo was talking about removing Alan Minsky because he thinks he's antithetical to Spanish language program. I just want to say in his defense, what I've seen of his actions, I think he's very pro-bilingual, he's very pro-Spanish language, and I think where the issue comes down is we fall into categories of people that don't speak English, people that don't speak Spanish, and we tend to be divided upon those lines. And I think it's incumbent upon us to realize, whether you don't speak Spanish or not, 40% of the city speaks Spanish. And, well, whatever the numbers are, it's a tremendous amount. And this is our opportunity for both sides, if you will, to come together and show empathy and say we need to have programming in both languages. And at the same time, I don't think Alan Minsky's against that. I think he wants to promote it. He's also between a rock and a hard place to support the station. The biggest thing against Alan Minsky, when he's taken over as interim program director, the economy, every station is hurting, and people are funneling into the KCRWs and KPCCs, and people are getting afraid of our station. So I think it's a victim of circumstance.
Very weak.
Are you going to add another comment?
I just want to say one thing, that circumstances do not excuse insensitive behavior, especially when it's been addressed to you.
Reality is reality.
No matter what you do, a product, if a product does not, is not perceived to have any value, it can't be exchanged. No matter what you talk blue in your face about the finances and this and that and every other operation, but if you got something that people don't want, you're not going to be able to give it to them if they don't want it. I remember when I in doing demonstrations and things like that, I remember people would get energized when they saw Fernando and the news department come out, and you see it would help raise the demonstration, and then all the demonstrators would know that they could hear it on KPFK. Mm-hmm. Those days are gone. Mm-hmm. The news, those days are gone. So it's lost its value. It used to be in the black communities and Latino communities, you could hear your stories. You could get the reporters coming. I remember Pace gets all over the place going over. But you don't see that anymore. So the community doesn't feel like it's got any value. So they're not going to support it. So the question, okay, I'll finish up 30 seconds. The question of if you want to improve the finances is directly related to being relevant to the community. So don't tell me. Well, two people here have told me that our discussion on the program is not part of this discussion. It's very much a part of the discussion. It is the discussion.
Thank you.
I call for public comment.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Before we do that, is there anybody else on the board who would like to say anything? Okay,
I just asked Ernie earlier for 60 seconds just to speak briefly. I was at the Labor Day March, which is a big part of our constituency, the working class.
Right.
I think most of us are in agreement that this is a class system, and there's the haves and the have-nots, and the have-nots, which is generally us, is increasing in numbers, and the haves are increasing in wealth. So labor and that movement is who we need to approach. So I was at the Labor Day March representing the Labor United for Universal Healthcare, trying to get single payer, and also my labor union, IATSC Local 44. I was proud to see that we had a booth there. They labeled for us, and it was all in attendance. The media booth, you'll notice, had four empty chairs. There was not a single media representative there. Right next to the media booth was the KPFK table with not a single person at it. Nobody from KPFK. And a labor outreach with thousands and thousands of workers where the real issues are on the ground. I was glad to see that Carlos Quintanilla showed up with a stack of stickers and he sat there and started speaking to people. I sat next to him, and the fellow from Labor Review, Henry, I can't think of his name, walked by, and I got him to sit down, and we created it at the KPFK Labor Table. These are the events we have to be there. Why don't we have an audience? Why don't we have the money? Because we have empty tables. Empty tables at thousands of people events that really affect them.
Yeah. Many events.
We'll close our meeting with public comment on this financial matter.
How long do we want a lot?
One minute.
And how long total?
Until they kick us out.
Well, if there's 10 minutes. We're going
to call it
10 minutes, 15. Let everybody take 1 minute.
We're going to have to wrap up and put things away and so on. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to go back to John's point. There's a connection between programming and our financial situation.
Which John?
John Parker. Everywhere I go, people come up to me and say, what has happened to KPFK? I don't listen anymore. So instead of trying to appeal to the KPPC voters with the kind of programming that's being introduced, we need to get back those 10,000 listeners we've lost. We could turn around our finances if we paid attention to getting back those people. Dave Adelson raised this years ago. We should be on the phones. We should be phone making, going back to every one of our former listeners who have dropped out to find out why they dropped out and to get them back. And that is only going to happen if we have programming that's responsive to them instead of trying a little magic trick of stealing listeners from KPPC by doing the same kind of programming that we will never do as well because we don't have the kind of staff.
Thank you. Okay.
By the way, Vita and Kamathi will be heard at 5:30 p.m. today. All right, now, I am an atheist, non-religious dogma in my household,
I don't have a home at KPFK. On the air, I am with the Peace and Freedom Party, the only socialist, historically registered, only political party in California. We don't have a home on KPFK. I get my ballot in the mail, all the Peace and Freedom candidates, none of them get any voice on KPFK. No free thought programming on KPFK, meaning to educate each and every one of you. Void of religious dogma. When I write, when I sing, when I speak, I do not need or paint. I need not invoke an Allah, a God, or any religious du jour or name, a Buddha, or, you know, Jehovah. So, to colonize ourselves to be who we are supposed to be, we got to do the right thing. So I go back to programming. It's at the core of raising the funding that we need.
Thank you.
You know, the solution that Sherna Gluck proposes is absolutely correct. That's long term. I can give you a solution in the short term that would solve your problems. I see bootleg copies of KPFK's Arbitrons. I also know what your fund drive information is that your program director doesn't share with you. Let me give you some information. In the last three fund drives, Alan Minsky did not invite Gary Noe to participate, even though he volunteered to do so. On the prior three fund drives, he raised $225,000 for each drive, approximately. So, and he's done that for about 27 years at WBAI. If you raise an extra $225,000 each fund drive in about 9 or 10 months, you have $1 million. That takes care of all your problems. So, Alan Minsky promised Gary Noe that if he goes on a particular Friday, this was a while ago, and raised $2,000, he would give him a Friday program. He raised $22,000. And then he went on six more programs, and he broke every record. So forget whether he's a good programmer, a bad programmer, doesn't matter. You have a lot of good stuff and a lot of crap on the air. You want me to finish? Because you might...
Your time, but I thank you very much.
It's your problem. There's more.
First of all, programming is directly related to your membership. Your membership is directly related to your program.
Right.
It's a no-brainer to say that programming doesn't matter. That's crazy. Because I wanted to quit my membership of $25, which I can't afford, after I heard this thing on somebody's show about what was going on then promoting Neighborhood Watch. First of all, I want to say, as a accountant for over 25 years, I want to know, why don't you guys just publicly put out the financial records you have and report? Put out what all the issues are. Look, it could go on the internet. Instruct the general manager that it has to go on the internet.
Every time.
Put it on there. Have a town hall. Bring people in. Make sure everybody knows what's going on with the finances. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows. They just go, oh, we're in crisis. We're going to die.
Right. We have no financial records.
Okay.
We can make our own report. She just gave a verbal one.
We have public audits every year.
You could put it in writing. You could put it on the internet. You could ask for input from the station, members, from the public. And you could do town hall.
Thank you.
Gary Noe makes a lot of money talking Rush Limbaugh. Gary Noe likes to go on the air with KPFK and trash African Americans and Latinos. I said, that's not the Pacifica mission. Let's leave him out there, okay? Now, the other thing is that in South America, there is the largest movement, millions of people, men, women, indigenous people, Afro-Latino people, in motion with the biggest concentration of participatory democratic movement, and yet excluded from KPFK because, oh, they criticize Barack Obama, the United States. Barack Obama doesn't like it. Okay, we have to stop being the provincial Democrats, for God's sake. In programming needs to be relevant. Yeah, I have yet to see a live town hall meeting, not for an hour, once we excluded more people, and all day town hall meetings a programming convention with live on KPFK where all issues are integrated. I have yet to see the leadership of KPFK in Pacifica talking about what's important, who are the people who listen, who are the people who are necessary to be included, and what are the ideas, how to reach them. The outreach program is non-existent, and that's a shame.
Thank you. I agree with Fernando 100%, all right? So I want to get back to the basics. First of all, we got to have a great understanding of micro and macro economics of how to function the station. You know what I mean? How to, like, you know, take this thing seriously and support our listeners, you know, at the most high, you know, at the most high level, you know what I mean? Because our listeners are the ones that support our station with funds as well as volunteers, et cetera, et cetera. So we got like, you know our mind and get our job done and follow the bylaws, as well as reaching out to more communities of Los Angeles. You know, I mean, as far as micromanagement, I mean, we're the entity, you know what I mean? And well, of course we have directors, you know, supporters, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, you know, I mean, we're a grassroots, you know, political-driven station, you know what I mean, that provides social justice. So, man, just get to it. You know what I mean? They're out there supporting, you know, they will support our station if only you go out there and support their cause and their issues as we have been back in 2003 to 2006. Thank you.
I want to reemphasize that, yes, programming is this relevant programming is going to, you know, have impact on the financing. You know, one thing that I really encourage is that the English language programming has to deal with the Latinos issues. KFI was transmitting live from Bell when the big outcry started. They were transmitting live 2 hours, not KPFK. I was there, you know, recording for even later. But KFI was there. We are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tomorrow, you know what happened in Venezuela, right?
Right?
Are we having something special for that?
I don't know.
What's happening in Venezuela?
We should.
The big, you know, you're having elections where, you know, it's very trying to overthrow, you know, whatever, whatever revolution. So we are not talking about that in KPFK, or very little, not relevant. The Latino, you know, right-wing media, they are doing it because they're trying, you know, to overthrow, you know, the Bolivarian revolution. So that's relevant. Second, I believe, you know, we need, you know, the board needs to lead to open up the discussions on the community.
Thank you. We need to go to the second session. Let's do some work. We got this room. Let's do some work.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing this.
These people have spoken a lot. We need to do some work. This is an attack on our governance process. We can listen to them till the cows come home, but we'll never get around to doing our work. Sit down. You're out of order.
Vito Kulati had some very practical suggestions about fundraising, because one fund drive is running into another. It's not that bad. Why don't we just ask people over the air to send in a dollar, everybody,
right,
to it. That would not only give us a million, it probably give us over a million. And if we ask people to send in $2, we'll have enough to put a solar panel on the roof. I also want to repeat that the programming, and especially in the news and information program, is very important that we let people know what's going on in Latin America. Because this could be the future for the world. We're talking about socialism for the 21st century. I need equal socialism. And we got to link that to the ecology, and I see that happening coming out of Latin America, too. So, we need more. I'm tired of hearing Obama all the time on the news. We need to hear from the other people's movements and leaders coming out of Latin America.
Point of order, can we hear from the public that hasn't spoken yet?
Yes.
Additionally, we're at 4:30, we're 30 minutes past our schedule.
How many people are left to speak?
Step up and take the podium, please.
Yes, Ken.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm Ken Aaron, and I don't usually speak, and I also don't get angry really easily, but I am really upset. I'm really upset because I've been sitting here for like 3 hours, and I see a lack of creativity, a lack of accountability, and just people wasting their time. It's really pathetic. And what I hear is the whole PNB is doing this, you know, everybody, staff, management, board,
give me a break. It's only because of listeners that you have Pacifica even around.
Right.
It's really, and everybody is just protecting their own little piece of turf. And that's it. And I'm just sick and tired of it, honestly. It's just too much. Plus, people sit around here, a lot of people, they don't even pay attention. I see people reading their emails, looking at their, computers, having side conversations. Nobody cares. So what is the point? Honestly, I'm just really tired of that. Plus, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but I was at that labor meeting also, and the gentleman who brought it up had something on the table that he shouldn't have had there, and if it wasn't for myself coming over and reminding him that it shouldn't be there, he would be advertising politically in a way that he shouldn't have done, which he should know because he's on the board.
I need an opportunity to rebut that, please, if you'll just make a comment. I think we need to go to the public comment. As you recall, when I got there, the table was empty, and there was zero representation from the station or the volunteers, management staff, or the LSP. Zero. And I was there with other responsibilities, committed as a photographer to be there the entire time for another organization. I raced to finish my job and get the pictures I needed to, and then go sit at the table and at least attract some attention. Luckily, the other fellow sat down, happened to bring Carlos Quintanilla, brought a stack of stickers that he always keeps in his backpack. He saw the table was unattended, he put them out. As people came by with stacks of whatever material they had that seemed to be fairly progressive or outwardly thinking, I said, could you please put a stack of those on our table? Because I had an empty table, which in presentation to the public is an embarrassment, and it makes our station look like a bunch of numbnutses. So you got some newspapers, I told everybody to put everything they could on that table. Now, with all due respect, you came up to me and you pointed to one of the many periodicals laid on the table. You said, how dare you put that periodical on the table? It's got an ad for one of the slates. I don't know what is in any of the things. Frankly, I'm being totally frank with you. I don't need to know every advertiser in every newspaper on that table. It's not the position of the newspaper, any single advertiser. It's not the position of us to putting out there. I'm not endorsing every product for a hair cream in every ad on that table. That's unreasonable. But the fact that these four people sat at that table and presented something to the public and tried to draw audience deserves laudatory remarks, not complaints.
And you didn't take a picture of the outreach committee that sat there for 4 hours after you left. You were so offended because I said something to you that you got up and left.
I had to go. I had a time commitment. I was there an hour and a half, and that was beyond my time commitment. So I'll thank you for your gratitude for that, and I'll move on. Thank you for sitting at the table after us. I appreciate that. That's really good.
That's why we came. And, there was more commitment and accountability by staff. There would be a table, and there would be people tabling it every event, which doesn't happen.
Thank you. Let's go on.
I think the lady in the back hasn't spoken yet.
Yeah.
Incidentally, following up the Interscholastic Exchange, I went to the Skirball event some time ago. There were two tables there, KCRW, two very attractive young women, and KPFK, nobody and nothing.
Right.
So I sat there and did what I could just orally.
Very attractive.
It happens too often. This body is essentially dysfunctional. I've been on it for 6 years. I've said this over and over again. As it is now, but no matter what you think of our staff, the station couldn't last for one day without the staff. It could last for months and has without the manager. It can last indefinitely without this board as it's functioning. If it functions properly, we have an enormous effect on both programming in terms of policy and oversight, not day-to-day kind of stuff. And on the finance, we need, when your car is broken down at the auto mechanic, you get it, the mechanic knows how to fix the car. This operation after 6 years needs some outside intervention in consultation with all the rest of us to try to sort out things to become more functional as a board, as a station. Individually, we're all bright and eager and full of ideas. That's not sufficient to have a cohesive, consensual direction. And we have to have that, and we're not capable of doing it ourselves. This meeting is another example of it.
Thank you.
All right,
we're
going to
conclude our...
Short,
we're
going to
last two people.
I'm proposing
past anybody who can construct a sentence of who, what, where, when, how, and why should be allowed to contribute to this newsletter that I keep hearing about.
Yes.
Summer was the only person from KPLK that went to the Meserly trial. Why is that? And then, who did I give Summer the information? She's not a reporter. She can't be everywhere. LAPD lieutenant intentionally coming, taking down placards, announcing the May Day march, acting as a commissar, just like in North Korea or Russia. That's news. But nobody heard about it because we don't have any reporters. I'm saying if you can construct a paragraph of who, what, where, when, how, and why, you're a journalist, whether you're a high school dropout or a college grad.
Thank you.
So
everybody agrees with this. Go ahead.
We all know what's going on, and it seems like we keep talking over and over, but we don't seem to be doing anything about it to solve the problem. You guys were talking about promotion. How do you promote the station when there is no promotion of the station by the manager?
Mm-hmm.
And the few times that are standing where you can go and promote the station, they let you know a day and one day before. You cannot do that. And I have a question. I believe that the listeners need to know what's going on in the radio station, and we cannot keep here among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
People need to know what's going on. And I have a question. Why do we have two managers? I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I volunteered for 4 years, but I don't know a lot of things that go on in the meetings and behind the scenes, but I'm wondering why we need two
I call to adjourn the public meeting.
We're going to call the meeting to a close, and we need to start passing out votes.
Announcement. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the station, all the programmers, not just the Spanish programmers. African American programmers, all of them are having a meeting dealing with this program changes. I'm inviting all of you to participate.
We're going to go to closed session.
We're going to have to move ahead with the programming. We, as part of the grassroots organization, are going to start doing what we have to do. So black and brown, we're going to get together and fight for quiet, drunk life. We're not going to wait for this world. No, just keeping on implementing, or ignoring what is going on. Black and brown are going to be fighting together. And with those whites that are progressive too, are really welcome too.
Thank you all. Please help us to clear our...